This is the Cube Show on Demand. Listen live weekdays 6 to 10.
Welcome back in Cube Show, Sports Radio 730 and 103.9 The Ump. Alabama A&M head football coach James Spady joins us every Tuesday morning. Coach, good morning. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Cube. Good to talk to you guys.
You ran into, I think, a pretty hot Vanderbilt team right now. I mean, Kyle Shermer looks like he's playing well. Team's undefeated. Obviously, Coach Mason does an excellent job with that defense. What were your takeaways just from your opponent Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, you hit the nail on the head. That's a really good football team. They're a good football team at any level. You know, Kyle Shermer's probably one of the best that's doing it right now. I mean, he's got a real command of all the throws. You know, he understands their offense. He understands how to get it done. They've got a good running back there that can make people miss. And, you know, he does a good job of making their offensive line look good, but then their offensive line's fairly good as well. So they've got it going on offense. And then on defense, like you said, Coach Mason's, he's got them flying around. They're confusing sometimes the way they mix up their coverages and their fronts and pressures. And, so if we can compete with teams like that, and I'm not saying we got to win those games, but if we can compete with teams like that, then it bodes well for us in our conference. And you know, we're not going to be intimidated by anybody because that team Saturday was as good as anybody we'll face. And our guys went toe-to-toe with them. We weren't able to score. We weren't able to threaten them, but certainly didn't back down, and that's the thing that I'm proud of.
We're visiting with Alabama A&M head football coach James Spady. Coach, one thing that sticks out about that game is Jordan Bentley, no carries. What's the update on your star running back status?
Well, Jordan was he left the game against UAB. I want to say it was early in the first half, maybe first quarter, second quarter. I'm not really sure, but he left the game and didn't make it back, and he hasn't made it back yet. He has an ankle injury that it has something to do with the musculature around the joint, making it very painful for him to put pressure on it. And so as a running back, if you can't put pressure on your foot, your ankle, it's going to be tough to run the football. So he wants to try it. I don't want him to try it. I want him to continue to get well, and let's try it when it's well. So that's the reason he wasn't even in uniform Saturday. If you saw the game, he was out on the sideline in street clothes, and he is day-to-day currently. He did not practice this morning. And again, we're letting him tell us how it feels. And so we'll see what we got for him this weekend. It's unfortunate because he could really help us.
You look at the schedule, played in Birmingham, going to Nashville. Now you'll be in Mobile, playing two in-state schools the first 3 weeks of the season. From a travel perspective, how much does this help your team?
Well, we're going to be road weary. That's for sure. Now, they've been fairly easy trips. I mean, you go to Birmingham, that's nothing. And then you go up to Nashville, and that's not a very big trip as well. But then we're going to take off down I-65 And I don't know, at some point within the next, week or so, we'll end up in Mobile, because that seems like that's forever. But, you've got to play road games back to back to back. That makes it tough. That's a hard deal. We're pretty road weary. We just we got to make it just a little while longer, and then we'll be able to play a couple at home here.
James Spady, Alabama A&M head football coach, joining us. When you look at your team, I know two quarterbacks played snaps against Vanderbilt. Is that something you believe will continue?
Yeah, and I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but I think that's going to be my DNA going forward. We've got what I think are two capable, and three, if you add, nobody's seen Dylan Smith because he's been nursing an arm injury, but we've got capable quarterbacks. And when I say capable, what I mean is, they've got specific skills that we have a lot of confidence in. Aquil is a is a bigger stature quarterback. He's 6'4", 6'5", you know, 235, 240 pounds. He is more of a pocket-oriented, you know, drop-back passing guy. And then Damian May, about 6 foot, right at 200 pounds. He's more fleet of foot. He handles the quarterback run game maybe more comfortably than the other guy does. But they both have my confidence. What I mean by that is that no matter which one is in the game, I feel pretty good about our chances of winning. You know, you do have to tailor some of the things you do to their specific skills. But you know what? That's okay. That's why they call us coach. That makes the defense have to be a little bit more aware when one guy's in and the other guy's out. So I think that's going to be my DNA going forward.
Coach Spady, we always appreciate the time and your insight. Good luck in Mobile against South Alabama this weekend. But before you go, what do you see in the Jags in your opponent this weekend?
Wow. Really good football team. You know, the tough thing for us is we leave an SEC venue, and then we go down to Sunbelt venue, who they look like an SEC team just because of the speed of the personnel that they have and, you know, the way they play the game. I would, for us, you know, it's going to be us making sure that we stay on top of all the things that are important for us. We got to manage to run the football on offense. We got to stay away from turnovers. We've got to convert third downs. We got to stop them from converting third downs, and that's going to be a tall task when there's a team that is as athletic and as big as they are.
Great stuff, Coach. Always appreciate the time. Look forward to having you back next week.
Thanks a lot, Cube. Good talking to you guys.
You too, James Spady.